Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we've been celebrating the life of Anthony Bourdain, and doing so by looking at cooking and all of its wonderfulness and glory and everything. We have some special guests, lined up for later on the week. And it's been, we're making the best out of a bad situation, which, you know, cooking kind of does. You have all these weird, gross things, and you mix them all together and cook them up and get something delicious and amazing. Today, I thought we would look at, you know, different cooking and stuff in comic books, but truth be told, there's not that many. There's some manga and stuff all about cooking, and I'll be honest, I don't know anything about it. Even Anthony Bourdain wrote a comic book called Get Hero that I'm gonna track down and check out and see what it's all about. But really, when it comes to food and cooking and eating and everything, it's you can't not talk about Chew. Was from Image Comics. It ran from 2009 to 2016, and it is amazing. It is a wonderful, well-told, just beautiful, awesome, amazing story. We're gonna talk about it today. So like I said, it first came out in 2009. It's in a world where chickens and birds and everything like that are illegal. Like, to eat them, you can't. Because there was this mass bird flu. It killed like 23 million Americans, and so, yeah, they outlawed birds, which, I hate birds. I had chicken for dinner tonight, but I hate birds, so I don't know where I would stand on the fence of that. Also, as part of this, the FDA has become one of the most powerful organizations in the world, because, you know, people are trafficking in illegal chickens, and as the story goes on, we find weird fruits from outer space that taste like chicken. There's genetic manipulation where people are splicing frog and chicken DNA to make frickins or chogs, whatever you want to call them. And yeah, the FDA is in charge of all that. They're over all of that. So it's definitely, you know, something that is a crazy, interesting concept, and it works. Like, it's a really, really great book. Your main character is a guy named Tony Chu, who he's a cibopath, and what that means is anything he eats, he can see its history. And that's not the only weird power. Like, in this whole world, there's people who can do that. There's people who describe food so accurately that you get the sensation of the taste when you read about it. Amelia, his kind of girlfriend, was on those. There's people who communicate through food. The more you eat, the stronger you get, or the smarter you get. There's a barista who could make mind-controlling foams. You can take a bite of something and see its future. As long as it's, you know, a living thing, it's not dead or inanimate. There's so many crazy, crazy powers. If somebody around you is eating the same thing, you can share their memories. There's some people who make a special dish and they live longer. You can cook fast, which is totally a power I would love to have. If you're eating Italian food, you can speak Italian. And just, it goes on and on and on from there. It's crazy. that they put so much. And when I say they, I guess I should start with that. John Layman and Rob Gilroy are the creators. John Layman's the writer. Rob Gilroy is the artist on it. You know, they've definitely put a whole lot of thought into this world. And it works out great. I mean, it's funny and serious and sad and amazing and crazy all at the same time. There's twists and turns and betrayals. Don't want to get too far into the spoiler territory, but it's really, really enjoyable. I picked it up in trades. I missed the bus on when it first came out, so had to play catch up. And I love it. It's just a really solid series that, you know, is a little gross at times because they do take bites out of people and dead people and everything. But it's one of those that is pretty universal, and I think anybody would really enjoy it. The cast, what's really cool is the cast in the 60 issues is pretty tight. There's really maybe a dozen or so main characters that you keep up with over the course of that, which isn't bad. And there's only like five or six locations that they actually kind of travel around to that major things happen. So it's very nice and very self-contained. It's really great. It's won crazy awards. It won the Eisner for New Series. Won Eisner for Best Ongoing, won a couple of Harveys for New Series and Best Talented. It's been nominated for Eagle Awards. In 2009, IGN said it was the best indie series. It beat The Walking Dead that same year. Same thing for MTV. So, you know, it's... and honestly, I would probably say that it is better than The Walking Dead. Fight me. I don't know. I'd love to see what you think about it. But it's, as much as it is completely enjoyable, it is strange enough. And they haven't been able to really do anything with it. You know, there was going to be a Showtime series, and that went up in smoke. There was going to be an animated movie, and that, I mean, even got cast and everything, but it died. It just stopped. So, you know, they've been trying numerous things with it. I don't know if I'd like to see it as a TV series or a movie or animated or really what, but it's a fun story that I, like I said, you just need to go out and check it out. Go to your local comic shop. I'm sure they'll have the trades. If you don't want the trades, it comes in omnivore editions that collect 10 issues at a time, and then the smorgasbord editions collect 20 issues at a time. So lots of ways to take it in and digest it. Food jokes. But I highly recommend it. Like I said, it's one of my favorite books. I let everybody borrow it. If you have some time to kill, just pick it up and check it out. And it's wonderful. And please let us know what you think about it. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. If you want to email me directly, you can email me nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. Seriously, go pick up Chew. It really is great and wonderful, and everybody should definitely check it out. And whatever you're listening to us on, make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you not only get this show five times a week, but you also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and our live commentary for the DC Animated Universe in DC Animated Adventures. Lots of great things going on there. So, yeah. And like we've been talking about, you know, we are celebrating Anthony Bourdain's life. And his life was great and wonderful, just like everybody else's is. If you are... you know, if you suffer from depression, if you just feel like you're at the end and you need somebody to talk to, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Please give them a call, or reach out to us here at the Night Nerd. You know, just reach out to someone. There are people who love you and will help you. And it's definitely worth it. You know, just pick it up, call, and they'll be glad to help you with that. Please, you're important. Whether you feel like it or not, you are. And we want you. We need you. Everybody does. So please reach out. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. I took a walk through this beautiful world. Felt the cool rain on my shoulder.